Welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Mr. Steve Pierce, the Putnam County Assessor of Property. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for being here. I know I'll have you on, but you're a wealth of knowledge. And just this past Monday, the Putnam County Commission voted to implement a property tax freeze for senior citizens that are eligible.
Right.
I'm going to ask you what those eligibility requirements are, because I know you know.
But all right.
I missed the meeting. I am the chair of the commission, but my career obligated me to be out Monday night, missed the commission meeting and budget committee, so I was not there. I did not participate, and I got a little bit of information from a couple of people. But, Steve, you were there, and you talked to the commission, right?
Yeah, Randy Porter, the mayor, Trustee Fred Nelson and I did a PowerPoint presentation for them, trying to kind of streamline some information, get down to the, you know, some real important facts, and try to answer any questions of the commissioners that night. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm not going to ask you if you supported or wasn't for it, but because that's not a fair question. Your job Monday night was to just provide information, right?
Right. And that's our job most of the time, Ben, when we come to the budget committee or county commission, is to provide information they've requested or we think they need to be able to make decisions on.
So the property tax freeze has been around since 2006. I believe that's right.
2006 or 7.
Seven,
which one of the two, yes.
Somewhere in that area. And there's certain requirements to be eligible. Mm-hmm. What are those requirements?
I mean, really, you just got to be 65 years of age by December 31st of that year, tax year you're in. You have to only can have an income limit of $39,890 for the tax freeze, and that's really the two pieces of requirement. You have to prove those things, you know, with documents, IRS tax returns, and things like that. So
now, out of the offices in the county, we have talked about this at commission meetings. We had a work session. You were there, and you spoke, and had people from the state come. And I'm guessing half of the commissioners stayed. It was
probably
it was after a commission meeting, so we tried to make it convenient.
Yeah.
But people had things they wanted to do, and they didn't stick around, and that's fine. But we did have a work session because we wanted to bring all the information we could possibly bring to the commission. And you presented and met with those guys, and then again this past Monday night you were there. What offices will this affect in Putnam County?
Well, it'll affect the trustee's office, Fred Nelson's office, and our office, the property assessor's office. If you want me to get in the process now.
Sure, yeah.
You will file an application in the trustee's office. They will start verifying, collecting records to verify your income level, your age, I guess maybe your Social Security card or driver's license. I don't know, something to verify age. I don't know what exactly that is. And then they'll submit those to us. Someone will, and we'll verify your ownership as far as it's got to be your primary residence also. Can only be your primary residence. It has to be somewhere you live. You have to own it. We have to provide that, hey, this is the owner supplied. And then also only 5 acres can be part of the tax free. So if you have over 5 acres, which we will have people have more acres than 5 acres in a house. So 5 acres, it'll be a fractional assessment. We'll have to split their assessment to include that house and 5 acres for tax freeze, and the rest of it will be unfrozen.
Now, your staff will be the ones to have to do that, right?
You'll
have
our staff will.
Once they're identified as being eligible, you'll have to go in, and those with over 5 acres in their name, you'll have to go in, and your staff will have to do that. So I guess my question for you is, did you talk the other night about needing maybe an additional employee or two to help with that?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean
to. No, you're good.
We talked, you know that, during the committee. We've all been on a committee. There's been several of us. You were on the committee. Mm-hmm. Mayor Porter, Trustee Nelson, Fred Nelson was on it. And we've had those discussions that we're probably going to need. And the commissioners actually said, you know, we think you're going to need some additional resources. That's talking to other trustees and assessors, other governments, that's what they, you know, are saying, hey, you're going to need some extra. Yeah, I think we're going to need an extra, another person. And I know Mr. Nelson is thinking he needs two more. They're going to have to do a lot of verification down there in their office and then come back in. They enter all this system in their system, I understand, in their trustees' computer system. But we're going to have some more. It's going to be a really tight time thing, I'm thinking, crunch. We're not for sure exactly because we're just new to this right now, trying to figure out. You take applications either starting sometime in October or January, and then it runs all the way until, I think it's 35 days past delinquency of taxes, which puts you about April 5th every time. From there to some period of time, which I think is going to be in June, we've got to have all the other information verified. I think we're going to have to review, at least to the computer, screen, we're going to have to review, if it's 1,500 properties, we're going to have to review every 1,500. Now, maybe not in the field, maybe some of them in the field, but most of them, they're all going to have to be looked at on the on our computer system, our record card system we have.
So there's about 1,500 properties that will fall under this, you
that's,
think?
That's what we're looking at. I mean, Mr. Nelson's pulled some stuff, because we have tax relief here, and currently, and he thinks about 1,200 to 1,300, that we're wondering if this will spur more activity or more interest. The other counties, our side, I've talked to Anderson County. They run about 1,600 people that apply, and they're qualified for it. So I talked to some other counties. They're in the neighborhood of 1,500 people that have applied and are qualified. And that they're kind of about our size and population and parcel and everything count. So
and I'm, you know, I want to have this episode and you on just for the information side and talk about what this looks like and what the commission and committee discussed. For roughly 1,500 properties, which is roughly 1,500 individuals, right?
Yeah,
you know, because
yeah,
it's your residence, right? It's not a rental property that you
own.
No,
it's not. It's not. It's it has to be a primary, and we'll have to investigate that. I should say investigate, but look and make sure it's a primary residence.
Right.
Yes.
And so, I mean, how do you do that? Just verify their driver's license?
Probably driver's license, where the tax bill's going, some things like that. Deed, of course, a deed. I look at the deed, make sure the ownership is correct. Make sure the tax bill is going the same place. If it's not, listen, you know, just kind of look into it a little more. Make sure it's your primary residence and stuff like that. Look and see if you've got multiple properties. You've got multiple properties, okay? Which one's your primary?
Right.
So,
if somebody thinks they're eligible, where do they start? They start at your office. They start
at
Freddie's office.
They'll start at Mr. Nelson's office. They'll start there and get the application. We're just now talking with the states, trying to get, you know, our forms, trying to get everything lined up. We're trying to find, you know, what forms we were using. What's the deadlines? And so they started. I think Mr. Nelson's office started talking to the state people yesterday. I'd planned to call them today. I hadn't got that done today, but maybe today or tomorrow morning, this afternoon, we'll make that call. So
I think Putnam County became the 26th.
I think
27th
you're. County. I think you're 27. There was 26 counties before, and I think someone thought one of them had come off because this can be voted on again and you know removed off the policy for. But I think we'll be 27 if the comptroller's website. That's what's on the comptroller's website. There's 26 now currently.
So there's 95 counties total in Tennessee. Yeah. We're the 27th county to implement the tax free since 2006-07, and so not the majority hasn't participated. And I do want to talk about the pros and cons because there's pros and cons with everything, right?
There is. Sure.
Obviously, there's certain people that the people that qualify are going to benefit from this. Their taxes are going to be frozen. The amount of taxes pay.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
Not their assessment.
No.
Their assessment doesn't get frozen.
That's
not
right.
Their appraisal. Their taxes paid. Yeah, because you as the assessor and your staff have to keep going out and assessing and appraising their property. And it's going to go up probably in these times. It has been. Values have been going skyrocketing in the last few years. But their taxes are not going to change because they're under the tax freeze.
That's right.
So what that means for the county, and this is Ben Rogers' opinion, not the opinion of you, Steve Pierce, or the radio station. This is my opinion. For those people that are frozen at a tax level, the next time the county commission sees a need to increase revenue in the form of a property tax increase, those people will not pay any more. They'll pay the same they've been paying.
That's right.
And so the burden, I don't know if it's a burden or if it's – just to use the words, somebody's got to make up for that, right? I mean, you see on the news the student loan forgiveness that the federal government's trying to do. Well, nobody just forgives debt. It's somebody's going to pay their debt, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, somebody's going to make up for these property taxes that are not being paid.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be everybody else that's not eligible.
Right.
So there's pros that people that have an income of less than $39,000 are eligible, and so they're saving money by not. But the con is somebody else is going to pay for it, and so that's the 40,000-foot level of how that's the pros and con.
Yeah.
There are going to be additional costs, as we know,
for staffing resources, things like that. There are to implement that and make sure it runs smooth. Yes.
And we're talking about full-time employees. We're not talking about part-time.
Right.
This is going to be a full-time effort from your office and the trustee's office. So you're talking about full-time salaries, full-time benefits. And so it's going to be a cost to the county. But there was a desire by the county commission to try to provide aid to those that are
– some senior citizens.
Senior
here.
Citizens that are eligible. Yeah. And I get that.
I get it, too. I totally get it.
Yeah, I get it. I don't think it's a bad idea. I just think the mindset that this is – somebody's not going to be affected. That's not true. Somebody's going to pay.
Yeah,
and we do want to make sure we let people know that not everybody over 65 is eligible. That's going to be the issue.
That's one of the big misconceptions, talking mm-hmm. with people out here, that they think everybody over 65, but you've got to be at that income limit, no more than it. Of course, that changes annually. I think it's by Social Security benefits. They calculate that. That's calculated by the state of Tennessee. But, yeah, it changes annually. I think it goes up annually, you know, a small increase of the cap. But, yeah, they have to fit in that income bracket.
You and Freddie, you and the trustee's office is going to have frequent visitors want to know why they're not eligible.
Sure.
And you're going to have to answer those questions.
Right. You're right.
The direct contact.
You're right.
And your staff. And I know you're going to coach your staff up on that.
Oh, yeah. Say, hey, we'll do some training. We do a lot of in-house training for our staff, and we will do some for this. Yes.
You really do, Steve. I want to brag on you a second. You and your staff, you make an effort to provide them with education.
Yeah.
And resources to help them probably not only do their job better, but communicate with people, because that's a requirement, is to assist those people coming in your office. And if you can help your staff with that, you're going to do it.
Well, yeah, that's right, because you've helped us with that with your CTAS position you had previously. You've helped us do even professionalism training, inter-office training, so that our office flows. You know, we work together very well. Or we've done appraisal training. We always do some with our county board each year coming up. So we're going to do – we've already got that slated. Gabe Looney from CTAS is going to help us with that again this year, June 3rd. We're going to train – do some extra training for our board. So –
Yeah. So I think anytime you're trying to grow professionally, is a good thing. And so you and Freddie, I know we're going to get with your employees and say, hey, this has been implemented. This is going to start. We went to the commission to ask for more employees. So we may have a couple new employees in the office we're going to work with. And I know you're going to cross train them to do other things.
But
their primary focus is going to probably be on tax freeze issues.
In fact, that Monday night budget committee met too, and Mr. Nelson and I both presented our budgets, and we put in the people we would be required to. I think we were asked to, what's going to require, what do you need to help us implement this tax freeze program?
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're doing some cross training now. This is the year we've really started thinking. We've already been doing some, but we got to get real aggressive with it now, because this is another function for my office. I don't have any months. There'll be certain months that they'll be real busy and tax freeze, and certain months they won't, but they're going to have other functions. It's not going to be really a promotion. It's going to be a lateral move. I've got to pull somebody out that knows appraisals and let them. This is just going to be another added function to their job, and somebody else will have to take this. New employee will help relieve some of that employee's functions. Work in the office responsibilities.
Well, when we come back after this break, I want to ask you what your specific request was at the budget committee, and we'll talk. Okay. Well, I'm with Steve Pierce, the Putnam County Assessor of Property. Be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Mr. Steve Pierce, the Putnam County Assessor of Property. We've been talking tax freeze that was implemented Monday night at the commission meeting in Putnam County. Of course, Steve, I mentioned I could not be there. I had to miss the meeting and caught up with some people, and you're catching us up today. And I wanted to have you on just to talk about that vote and talk about what it means. So it was voted, approved Monday night to implement the tax freeze for senior citizens. They're 65 years and older that have that income limit of $39,000. So here's what it looks like for your office, Steve. And after the commission met Monday night, the commission went straight into a budget committee meeting.
That's right.
And you knew ahead of time that, and Mr. Nelson knew that y'all were going to be presenting to the budget committee your request. And those requests were actually dependent on the commission vote, right? I mean,
sort of. I mean, we're at the point, man, we asked for two staff members in 22, and we were provided one, and I appreciate the one we received. And I've been there before. I always tell the budget committee, I've been in your seat before. I was on the budget committee before multiple years, and I understand that, we make the request to try to run the office, and the commissioners vote, and if we can afford that, if we can provide those resources, they will.
So. Yeah. So what did you ask for Monday night after the tax freeze was implemented by the commission?
Yeah, I asked for the one employee. I asked for one employee. The resources as far as desk, furniture, computer, we have.
Okay.
We just need the staff member. We just need the salary for that staff member. We have everything else that I would need to put them, in a position to start working on, to take one of the work functions in the office while somebody else, we pulled in a person with several years experience, pull them in to do the tax freeze.
And I believe, I don't want you to speak for Mr. Nelson, but I believe he asked for two additional.
I think so.
Employees.
I think he asked for two, yes.
Because, as you said, he's going to be verifying income for these senior citizens that are seeing if they're eligible. Mm-hmm. And that takes people. They're looking at all sources of income.
I think one of his additional things also is we found out, he found out from talking, I guess, with the state of Tennessee or maybe another trustee's office, that if you have tax relief and tax freeze, they can qualify for both, but they have to fill out two separate applications. You can't fill out one and it cover both. It's got to be, so that's additional applications. So then, you know, depending on how many apply, you're talking maybe 3,000 applications with both programs. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a bit of work. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what the budget committee is going to do, but I know they listen to the request and we'll deliberate. I'm on the budget. I'm the chair of the budget committee, but of course I missed that one too, but we'll deliberate on that as the budget committee season goes forward. And I'm sure that the commission's mindset is if we're going to do this, we need to make it easy on our employees and offices that are in charge. I don't know what kind of revenue the county will miss out on, because we don't never know what the future increase will be. And I don't think there's a big discussion of having an increase this year, property tax wise, but who knows what's going to happen. But it won't affect the county until there is another property tax increase.
That's right. I did a little example for the committee, if you remember, trying to calculate. I used the last tax increase of 18.8 cents last year and added it to the tax rate now. And we took about five properties that were already in tax relief that we knew would qualify for tax freeze too, and applied the new tax rate to their properties and do some calculations what it would do for them. And it was probably around $150 was the average savings with 18.8 cent tax increase. Of course, the amount of increase, the tax increase, will calculate out to be a smaller or larger savings. Depends on that increase.
Yeah, and I appreciate. Okay, let me just brag on you again, because I appreciate you doing those numbers, because that don't always happen in those counties, and you're trying to give everybody the information they need. And just like we did the tax increase last year, you and I worked on scenarios. Mm-hmm. What if we do 5 cents, 10 cents, 15 cents, 20 cents, and what does that mean for a property that's valued at $200,000, $300,000, $400,000?
Right.
And you brought that to the commission and budget committee to say, this is what you're looking at if you raise taxes.
Right,
and
you
didn't say you should or you shouldn't.
No.
And let's be clear.
Yes.
The assessor property does not raise taxes.
That's right.
The county commission votes to raise property taxes. And people still may not quite understand that. I know you. Every year you get somebody in there saying, why did you raise my taxes?
Right, they do.
And the tax rate depends on the county commission and the majority vote of the county commission, not
That's
the assessor,
right.
not the trustee. You're appraising property every year. You're appraising it based on market sales and retail sales and how that works. And you're wanting to, you're not wanting to change anybody's other than what the law says you have to do, right?
That's right. That's right.
And so you don't raise taxes. I'm saying it again. You're not the person responsible for that.
I'm not the tax guy.
You're not the tax guy. You don't collect them and you don't raise them.
No. We are appraisers.
We are, you are appraisers, and that's by law that you have to do that.
Exactly.
And so tax freeze has been implemented. I think we've covered, Steve, all the information. Am I missing anything on the tax freeze? You think
I don't,
of anything
I don't
else?
Think so. I mean, the big thing is they can qualify for both. They can get tax relief and tax freeze. The requirements are pretty cut and dried. I mean, they're pretty – I don't think they're really hard to work through, but people they need to call our offices and inquire about it. We're open to that. So
I will say this before we move on to another topic: just because you're eligible for tax relief doesn't mean you're going to be eligible for tax freeze. Because the tax freeze, there's nothing in that law that says it applies to disabled veterans. Right.
That's right. That's right. That's
and
right.
So tax relief does.
Yes, definitely.
And that's a state law, and then the county has in the past matched or given additional tax relief to those same people.
And Putnam County they do a pretty fair amount on that to help out to supplement that what the state gives. Hats off to Putnam County for doing that. The commissioners for doing that. It's been great that they look at those veterans. They also it's about a benefit for the senior citizens and those veterans, and it's a great thing.
Yeah, but for the tax freeze, folks, remember it's 65 years and older. And $39,890 is the cap.
And that's for tax year 24. It will probably change in 25, but here again, that's a calculation by the state of Tennessee, and it's different from county to county.
That's true. And somebody called me and said, hey, does the state not reimburse us what we're missing out if we raise taxes on the tax freeze? I'm like, no, that's the state doesn't reimburse they implemented that.
That would be great, but no.
It would be
if
great.
If they would, they should do it when we have the ratio. Like last year, they should reimburse you. That'd be great, too.
That would be. And we are going to talk about ratio again, because we talked about it last year, but I am going to get into that at some point. But I wanted the first part of the show to be about the tax-free. So, folks, When you listen to this, you understand this tax freeze is now official in Putnam County. It will take effect. It will happen. You can start. When can they start finding out if they're eligible? What's the time frame?
Well, we're still working with the state on that for sure. We've heard some other trustees' office maybe in October of this year, okay, or at least by January probably. And you have to apply every year, because that's what I told somebody the other night. You have to apply every year because the tax rate's not set until July, and the deadline for applying is in April. So you've got to apply because you don't know if a tax rate increase is coming or not.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Because the budget will be approved by – in Putnam County, it's always approved the last Monday of July.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason for that changing. And so, again, if the taxes increase in July, what does that mean, Steve?
If it do increase, that means the people that qualified during that period as of, say, April 5th is the deadline, then their taxes be frozen.
Yeah.
The first year being, they'll be frozen at that level.
Okay.
They'll be frozen at that level. Here again, we're still learning a little bit about this from the state, some of the finer details, some of the processes, things like that. We're going to have to get with them. We've talked with the trustee's office about doing some interoffice training with each other to kind of be on the same page. So we know everything we need to know about it, and we're working together very seamlessly.
I think that's a good idea.
It is.
I think that's awesome. I'm with Steve Pierce. He is the Putnam County Assessor of Property. We've been talking the implementation of the tax freeze that passed the County Commission meeting Monday night. We'll be back in a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Steve Pierce, the Assessor of Property. He has been giving us some good information on the tax freeze implementation that happened Monday night at the County Commission meeting. We're going to move on, Steve, to a different topic. You were a former County Commissioner. You were a County Commissioner before you took office in 2014.
Right.
As Assessor of Property.
Right.
Man, it seems like yesterday.
I know it. In some ways, short time, sometimes a long time. I don't know.
10 years in September.
That's right. I've been there 10 years.
For me, you're a commissioner, too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So county commissions obviously have, make decisions like they did Monday night, the tax freeze.
Right.
And then the schools, and I'm bringing this up because you are a former commissioner. So this is a former commissioner, current commissioner, talking about county government. Schools brought up a bond resolution Monday night.
They did.
They're trying to improve the old Parkview Elementary School to make it a pre-K, a centralized pre-K.
Right, right.
And they needed some money, and the best way for them to do that is ask the county commission to approve a bond resolution of $13 million.
Right.
From what I was told, it passed 22-0.
I think that's right.
Yeah. So it passed. The commission has to, by law in Tennessee, and this is why I bring this up, commission by law has to approve all debt resolutions in the county. So whether it's schools or whether it's the highway department or whether it's a jail, it all goes to the county commission.
Right.
School board does not have the authority to say, all right, we're approving this debt resolution and you all have to do this. It's not.
Yeah.
It don't work that
way. Yeah.
Now, in Texas, it does. But school boards also have taxing authority in Texas.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't in Tennessee. School boards here can't raise taxes.
That's right.
It's the county commission.
That's right.
So I bring that up to say, if the county commission voted to do this, it's not going to cause the commission to raise taxes to pay for this bond resolution.
Right.
There's debt capacity currently in the budget. And so I think that's a good thing to help with our infrastructure. We were able to free up several classrooms in all the schools that had pre-K.
Sure.
And so the growth that's coming in, we can utilize those classrooms that are now going to the centralized Parkview, old Parkview. And so I think, the commission, in my opinion, made a good decision there. I would have voted yes for that if I'd have been there. Steve, did you have anything like that when you were county commissioner?
Oh, sure. We had the Monterey High School, and I can't remember if it was – maybe it was the Upperman High School addition. Maybe. I'm not
upper
sure.
Upperman Middle, probably.
Upperman Middle. That's what it was. That's Upperman Middle School.
Yeah.
So, we had those two come up. We met with architects and met with the school board, had joint meetings. What I understand from Monday night, they had a really good joint meeting in the last few weeks. You were probably part of that.
Yep.
And it sounded like it went really well. It was very informational. They were very transparent. And from Director Corby King's other night, he spoke in remodeling the old Parkview. And they were talking about like $119 a square foot. And the construction cost, that's remarkably low compared to what I would thought. I would thought you'd be, especially new construction. New construction, I'm sure, is way beyond that, maybe three times that, two times at least. So I thought, they're doing it without tax increase. I know the county commissioners and Mayor Porter have worked hard to – some of the debt is rolling off. Some of the bonds are rolling off in the next few years, which is going to give Mayor Porter's report, a large amount of bonding power or left that we right now we probably don't have as much available to bond, but we will at that point.
Yeah, exactly. The 26-27 fiscal year, I think we're going to lower our bond payments and have more capacity. So let me ask you this, Steve. Do you and Mayor Porter have conversations during budget, well, any time, but really budget season, about growth?
Sure.
You know, residential, sure, commercial growth.
Sure.
And he,
sure,
does he, how's that conversation look like? Does he call you and ask you, how we doing? What's the growth look like? How does that conversation
Right. We'll have a conversation, and you probably know that. You're part of it a lot of times, too, that we will look at growth. We'll calculate a penny rate, what a tax dollar, what a penny of tax dollars are, what that's worth in the county, how much we'll generate this year from our appraisal totals, because we've got the reports of the appraisal totals we have. So we have a lot of conversations at this point, and I have a lot of conversations. Usually I'll run some reports, send them to you and Mayor Porter. But, yeah, we work closely during this budget time.
Yeah. So speaking of penny value, do you have an estimate as of May, what it looks like?
And I do.
You don't have to give me a number, but is it higher than?
Oh, yeah. It's about $7,100 increase.
Okay.
I think it's going to be around $232,000 some more. It's a little above 232.
So, and that's good for us, right?
Yeah. With the ratio we had last year to increase in $7,000 is huge. I looked this morning. In fact, I run some reports this morning. I think we've added to the tax roll $210 million to the tax rolls in appraisal. That's still a pretty good year.
Since last budget year.
Yeah.
$210 million.
Yeah. And it's growth. It's about the growth we have here. And we're growing. Although those tax dollars, you know as well as I do, the $210 million sounds like a lot of appraisal growth, but time you apply the 25, 30%, and 40% assessments, you know, you're talking about, you know, a few million, maybe one or more, that's increase overall budget for taxes.
Yeah, so if we're growing, and that's a good thing,
I'm
trying to phrase this properly so people don't get mad at me. The growth is good, in my opinion, in casual growth, I guess.
Yeah.
It's gradual growth.
Yeah.
We've kind of taken off, right?
Yeah, and so, we're growing.
Yeah, and we've had to make some decisions about how are we going to keep up with the growth, and we've had to raise taxes for services and stuff. But people are coming in, and that's a good thing for some people. Some people want to stay small. But we never want – here's why I say all this. We never want our penny value to go down.
No.
Because if our penny value goes down, that means we're bringing in less revenue.
That's right.
And that's going to put us in a bind. It's going to put us, in the red instead of the black.
Yeah.
And so, but your job as assessor is to do those appraisals, capture the growth, or capture the changes in property, and tell the commission, hey, your penny value's grown, and right now we're at $7,000. So that means for every cent – the penny value went up $7,000 for every selling tax rate, we're getting $7,000 more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's growth in revenue.
Yeah.
And we need that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're growing.
And inflation's hit the county too, to provide services. I mean, I saw somebody come in the office, and I'm like, I was in Rutherford County in 15 years ago, Merseboro. We look like that right now. The growth of streets are beginning to be widened in different places, or need to be some additional widening of infrastructure and things like that. And we look like that. We're growing.
Yeah. But thank God for you and your staff, because y'all are keeping up with it. Y'all don't ever – the assessor's office never takes a break, do they, Steve?
No. I was talking to the commission the other night. They're in budget. We were talking about that, the growth. It's hard to quantify how much percentage of growth, but – I mean, it's really – we're a lot busier as an office. There's more parcels. There's about 1% of growth of parcels a year, which is about over 400 parcels a year more. We're at 44,000 parcels. We were around 38 when I took office in 2014.
Wow.
So we've grown that much. That increases customer service. That increases appeals. That increases answers questions. That increases everything that we do, checking permits. We watch permits. We're probably watching reviewing between 500 and 600 building permits to see when something's finished, to be able to measure it in a new construction. So it just increases the workload, and it's increased a lot in the last two or three years here. It's increased dramatically.
So in 10 years, we've added 6,000 parcels to the tax roll.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's big.
That is big.
I think.
That's
a
huge percentage.
Yeah.
So we had a show last year too during budget time, Steve, about the ratio analysis, the sales ratio analysis, or sales ratio adjustment, as people like to call it. We don't have that this year.
No.
We go through it every 2 years.
Right.
But our rate was 72 or 74 last year.
0.7410.
0.7410. It stays there for this year, right?
Stays there for this year.
And then next year we go through another
one. It's going to drop. I'm already trying to run those on my own. Of course, the state of Tennessee runs those analysis, but we're already down the 60s, 68, something really? Like that now. And we're early in the year. The sales of this year will be what the end result is of our ratio.
So most likely, I don't want to make a prediction for next year, we're going to miss out on some more revenue based on the sales ratio. Yeah.
It's basically, I mean, it's bad to say, but it's a state law that basically we don't realize the amount of tax dollars that we would have realized, we would have taken in. I mean, probably last year, we've talked about this before, is $1.4 million.
Yeah. So when you were a county commissioner, did y'all ever talk about a sales ratio?
We did not. And I tell you why, because the ratios, the appraisals have grown so much. Now, once we do a reappraisal, we did a reappraisal in 21, we're locked into those square foot rates, the acre rates. We're locked into those values. So if the market's climbing and things are appreciating, property is, we're going to always be behind. And the property, you can imagine, since 21, the values of homes and property are going up dramatically. There's a bigger gap there now. There's historically low ratios across Tennessee. It's been a big topic of discussion. You know that in government meetings, any type of cities, counties met, it's always, we're talking about this ratio because historically the real estate market is just booming and maybe not as strong as it was at one time, but it's still, the values are still up there.
Well,
they're staying there.
A year ago they were booming and year before that they were booming and that's why our sales ratio was so,
we took a
26% hit, right?
Yeah, we did. On public utility and personal property, it equalizes those properties there because there's not sales in that property, which I still have a issue with that law. I don't think it's a fair law to the taxpayers, especially the residential taxpayers. In my belief, it's not fair to the residential taxpayers, which that's the biggest amount of taxpayers we have here is the residential taxpayer.
But at some point in the 70s, Steve, the legislature thought it was fair.
I know.
To do this sales ratio, and it never was a big deal until now because the retail sales on real estate land or real estate sales never shot up this much.
That's
percentage.
Right. It's this short of a time. No, they haven't.
And so now it's a big deal. And we're not facing it this year, but next year we're going to have the same conversation with the county commission.
We are.
About missing out. Last year we missed out on $1.1 million. Is that right?
I think it's a little more.
A little more
$1.2 million, something like that. Yes.
So, and we raised taxes to cover about $7 million. And
we still had growth, though, Ben. Last year we still had growth. We still brought in the tax, property taxes still increased, by $1.4 million still, even though we had that amount of money. We didn't ever receive it, so, the county didn't receive it. But we count it as a loss, I guess, as far as the county goes, as far as revenue.
Yeah, we never did get it, right?
Right, we never did get it.
We could have, and we never did because of the law and whatever.
Because of the ratio.
Yeah, because of the ratio. So, Steve, there's a lot more I wanted to talk about. Well, I may have to have you back.
Okay.
There's some legislative discussions that affect exactly what we were just talking about, ratios that happened. Well, the discussions happened this year. They didn't. And I'd love to have you back to talk about that, but I appreciate you being here.
I appreciate it, always.
The information was great. And so we learned about tax freeze. It's going to be implemented. Mr. Pierce told us all about what's going to happen. So, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this show. It's been informational to me, and I wanted to share that information and knowledge with you all. Hope you have a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Have a great holiday weekend. Be kind to one another, and we'll see you next week here on Local Matters.